As part of Governor Janet Mills' weekend declaration of a civil emergency to limit the spread of COVID-19, the state's recommending that schools, quote, cease classroom-based instruction as soon as practicable and for an indefinite period of time. That decision comes after dozens of districts across the state already announced closures in the last few days. Many are moving toward online and remote learning options for the foreseeable future. Robbie Feinberg joins me now to talk about some of the challenges that schools face in the weeks to come. Robbie, bring us up to date. What steps have schools taken over the past couple days, and what explains their different approaches?
Yeah, we really saw things begin to change over the weekend when dozens of school districts announced that they would close in an effort to limit exposure to the virus. This began with schools on Mount Desert Island on Friday, but by Saturday night, several schools in York and Cumberland County announced that they would close for at least 2 weeks. A few districts, including RSU 71 in the Belfast area, announced that they would close even longer through the end of school vacation in late April. I spoke with Education Commissioner Pender Macon earlier today. She acknowledged that many districts and superintendents faced substantial pressure from families, experts, and outside groups about whether to close or not. But she says the state held off on any statewide recommendations before community transmission was detected yesterday because of the different circumstances of districts around the state.
It was a very difficult decision for us to make this strong recommendation to superintendents because we know what types of inequities, economic hardship, childcare issues, and educational deficits that could result from any type of school closure, and particularly one that may last for a period of time.
So how are the schools dealing with these extended closures?
Yeah, many are still figuring out their own situations right now. One of the biggest immediate concerns has been around school nutrition. School-provided free and reduced-price breakfast and lunch are crucial for a lot of families across the state, so many districts have launched a few different strategies. Some are looking at handing out food at distribution sites, somewhat similar to the summer food service program that many schools participate in already. In an alert yesterday, Portland Public Schools says it's working towards setting up those distribution sites by Wednesday. But in the meantime, the district is working with the nonprofit Full Plates Full Potential, which recruited a number of restaurants in the area to provide meals. But for more rural areas, that's been a lot more difficult. So one strategy that some districts are using is to use school buses as something like a food service delivery. Mark Turner, the superintendent of RSU 87 in the Carmel area, said that in his district, school buses went on their normal routes at 8 a.m. this morning. But instead of picking up students, they delivered breakfast and lunch to any students who wanted them.
They rode their route. They stopped at places. There were many places where people were outside waiting ahead of time, and they could just stop and take what they needed. And our goal is to get better and better at it as time pushes forward.
And what's the plan for if schools will continue classes this year?
Yeah, that's really varying across districts. Some, like RSU 87, are holding off on academics for now. Superintendent Mark Turner says if the closure only lasts 2 weeks, the district will just hold classes over April break to make most of that up. But if schools were closed for longer, he says the district would then join many others around the state in moving towards remote or online learning options. That will likely mean using online tools and resources like Google Classroom to keep some classes going virtually. But even that's not an option for every district. For example, Bangor Superintendent Betsy Webb says that because of the many students in her district that have no access to the internet at home, schools have instead distributed take-home packets for students. Webb says teachers will still be accessible to students and will be checking in daily, whether by email or phone. But she told me that no matter what kind of substitute is developed, this will be a challenge.
Quality of the teacher and their interaction with the student really determines the most successful learning environment. And I really think that happens in a classroom with face-to-face interaction. But in this circumstance, we're going to do the next best thing, which is make sure everybody is safe and that we can do our part to flatten the curve.
And with such an extended closure, do we know if districts will have to make these days up?
The DOE says details around that are still evolving, but Makin says that should be addressed in the governor's upcoming emergency bill. Also, this is typically the month when students begin to take standardized tests. The commissioner says the state is seeking flexibility on that and says it's difficult to imagine when it would be appropriate to implement standardized tests at this point.
All right, that's Maine Public Radio reporter Robbie Feinberg. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Nora.